Lockdown hit Melbourne, lost 26,000 residents last year, with migration to the country's regions surging to its highest point since records began, which is incredible. Mm. Peter McDonald, Professor of Demography at the University of Melbourne. You look at a figure like that, Professor, of 26,000, and to Russell and I, we think to ourselves, is that a lot or not much? But you will know the answer. I assume that's a lot.
Well, it's a lot historically, but in absolute terms, it's not very many at all, you know, to a population of 5 million for Melbourne. But the numbers that the ABS has published are very basic, and it's very hard to know exactly what's going on. But the regional areas or of Victoria are actually the satellites of Melbourne, Geelong, Torquay, Bendigo, Ballarat, etc., have been growing fairly solidly for a long time from people moving out of Melbourne and going to those places. My guess is that these numbers are reflecting more the fact that people haven't been moving to Melbourne in the same extent. These are net numbers, you know, the balance of the ins and the outs. And I think last year, for very good reasons, obviously, we didn't have nearly the number of people moving to Melbourne that we've had in the past.
Uh-huh. So, Peter, Ross and I have been discussing, it's all about trains. So where the trains are is where the population's going.
Yeah, that's right. Trains are very important in this. So the faster trains to places like Geelong make a big difference, and we're looking at making even faster trains. The people do move out of Victoria, of course. There's people go to places like the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast, particularly people who are able to work from home, you know, very largely, if they're in consulting businesses or whatever. But I think it's really about, you know, even students, you know, at, say, the University of Melbourne, not coming to Melbourne last year because they could do it from home. It was all done online.
The question has been posed, why didn't the other major cities in Australia lose as many residents as Melbourne did? And I assume it is because no other city had 700 cases a day and a ring of steel.
Well, no, Sydney actually loses more than Melbourne, and even last year lost more.
Uh-huh.
But that's a long-term trend. You know, Sydney has been losing people in net terms for a long, long time, particularly to Queensland.
So Russell says rail, which is absolutely, rail is vital. The internet would be the major driver, would it not?
Yes, of course. You know, that allows you to work from home. I've been working from home for a year, and that's great. But some people can do that, but the vast majority of people can't do that.
So, Professor, I suppose we've been taught over a long period of time that going backwards isn't a good thing. But can we see this as a good thing, Melbourne shrinking?
Well, I don't think, the 20,000 people is not going to make any difference to Melbourne in terms of congestion or whatever. You know, that a lot of the other things that have been happening have affected congestion, that people not using public transport and using the roads and so on. So that, I don't think that'll make a vast difference at all to the way that Melbourne operates.
Good on you, Professor. Professor Peter McDonald, Professor of Demography at the University of Melbourne. There are cities around the world that are far smaller than they used to be.
Yes.
Glasgow is far smaller than it used to be. Detroit.
That's because the economy went backwards. Yeah. Can I pose something to you?
Yeah.
I don't think having fast trains actually is not the answer. All you need is very good Wi-Fi on a train, and they leave when they're supposed to leave and land when they're supposed to land. And then you've got awesome Wi-Fi. So what's the difference between it taking an hour and a half and an hour and 15?